In this scheme of mass control, sodium fluoride occupied a prominent place. However, and I want to make this very definite and very positive, the real reason behind water fluoridation is not to benefit children's teeth. The real purpose behind water fluoridation is to reduce the resistance of the masses to domination and control and loss of liberty. Repeated doses of infinitesimal amounts of fluorine will in time gradually reduce the individual's power to resist domination by slowly poisoning and narcotizing this area of brain tissue and make him submissive to the will of those who wish to govern him. I was told of this entire scheme by a German chemist who was an official of the great Farben chemical industries and was prominent in the Nazi movement at the time. I say this with all the earnestness and sincerity of a scientist who has spent nearly 20 years research, sick, into the chemistry, biochemistry, physiology, and pathology of fluorine. Any person who drinks artificially fluoridated water for a period of 1 year or more will never again be the same person, mentally or physically. A Christian Science Monitor survey in 1954 showed that 79 of the 81 Nobel Prize winners in chemistry, medicine, and physiology declined to endorse water fluoridation. Yet today, 2/3 of all municipal water and most bottled water in the United States contains sodium fluoride, which has long been used as a rat poison. Most people do not realize that fluoride is a key ingredient in Prozac and many other psychotropic drugs. Prozac, whose scientific name is fluoxetine, is 94% fluoride. More than 21 million prescriptions for fluoxetine were filled in the United States in 2006, making it one of the most prescribed antidepressants. Every U.S. Public Health Service Surgeon General from the 1950s to this day has supported the introduction of this poison into America's water supply, even though fluoride, this poisonous waste product of aluminum manufacture, accumulates in the human body and has been shown to affect tooth decay only in children under 12 years of age. It is quite ironic that Prozac, which is 94% fluoride and given to hyperactive children, requires a prescription from a licensed physician, while the same substance can be placed in our drinking water by dealers who have no medical training, no license to dispense medications, and no idea to whom they are administering this corrosive, toxic, and impairing substance.